Well, listeners, it's praying time. And after prayer, the next voice you will hear will be that of Elder Deborah with a word that will encourage your heart on this new day. And I promise you, you will be blessed. Now let us go forth in prayer. Heavenly Father, your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, teaching, and healing. Let the gates of my life and the city of San Antonio be opened up for the King of Glory to come in. Father, let righteousness, peace, and joy of your kingdom be established here in San Antonio, Texas. Father God, you are so incredibly awesome, full of power and majesty. Oh, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You are the one and only true and living God. You are the ruler and creator of the universe. You are holy, righteousness, all seeing and all knowing. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We praise you. Yes. We honor you. Yes. We magnify you today and we lift you up.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we love you and we love your son, Jesus. And we love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. We thank you for Jesus today. Now, Father, before we go any further in prayer, we repent and confess that we have sinned and fallen short. And your word says, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us and washing us and making us brand new on today. Now, Lord, please remove the burden of guilt so that we can forgive ourselves and daily walk in your love, joy, and peace. Father, today we are uplifting and praying for anyone and everyone who is experiencing pain, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or even spiritual. Lord God, to everyone and anyone who is tuned into this broadcast, Lord, your eyes are on them right now, and you see and you know what they are going through. Your word says, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So right now, today, God, we believe and receive that this is what you want for our lives. So we right now acknowledge and believe that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that has already healed us. You are the God that has already healed us, which means that it is done. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, that's something for you to praise him right there. It is written in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord, as it says in Psalms 103, verse 3. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my innermost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all of your diseases. Lord, in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14, the prophet Jeremiah cried out to you saying, heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. And Lord, you answered Jeremiah in chapter 30, verse 17, saying, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of all thy wounds, saith the Lord. Lord, you did it for so many others in the Bible. Jesus, you have already did it for us. You've already paid the price. Yes. Lord, it is written in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. So today, Jesus, we believe and increase our faith to walk and enter into the healing that has already been provided. Because you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, we were healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And it is in your precious name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Tanya.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Elder Tanya didn't have to work today, so she was back with us.
Hallelujah.
And I am
Jesus.
So grateful to God for sending her to be a blessing to the ministry
Hallelujah.
Of San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center. I want to repent, all of us to repent right now in the name of Jesus for man's doctrines and ways, repenting of our iniquities, repenting of a hearty spirit, and repenting for unkindness. Father, we repent today. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, washing us from all unrighteousness and all impurities. And Father, we come before you today, bringing all sickness, all disease. We come before you today to be delivered from infirmity. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. I talked to you guys about maybe, I think it was early November, and I said I was going to come back and talk again about healing. And today is the day that I will come back and speak on healing again. Now, we know that in John 19:30, Jesus said, "It is finished." He has paid the price.
Hallelujah.
He did not refuse to go through all that he went through. He went through so that we can be set free. Now, looking at John 17:20-21, it is written, "I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent us." Jesus said, "It is finished."
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I want to share a vision. I shared this with you before, but I'm just going to bring it back up again. There, I had a vision where I was in a doctor's office. And in that doctor's office, I was on the examining table. And I was there and I was complaining. I was murmuring. I was bickering. I was talking ugly to the physician that was there to take care of me. And on my right side, there wasn't a wall. It was just jet black, just gross darkness on my right side. And I can even feel the tension in that darkness. But it didn't take my attention away from my disability. In that vision, I had a disability. Now, in the natural, I do not have a disability. But in the spiritual, I had a disability.
Mm-hmm.
My disability could have been emotional. It could have been physical. It could have been mental. And it also could have been, emotional, physical, or mental. And as the doctor walked around and he was just looking at me and he was just, And the sound that he made sounded as if he was approving of the development that I was going through. But the way I talked very ugly to him. And as he had completed his looking at me and just examining me, he was getting ready to walk out the door. And I made a statement to him that was so ugly. And he turned to me. He says, "What else do you want me to do? I have even kissed your feet. Jesus paid it all." And that takes me and reminds me of the woman that with the alabaster box. And when she poured her very best out for Jesus. and she wiped his feet with her hair. She was at the most humblest position as she blessed Jesus with what she had, her very best. And that's what Jesus has done for each one of us. He has given us his very best. But if you don't feel like that you are worth it, if you feel like that you have been, because of what you have done in the past, or because of what somebody has done against you, and you feel like, not me, because I'm not in that place to be able to get this, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Because you are worth it.
Yes.
Jesus didn't die in vain. He did it for you. He did it for me. And we talk about the breastplate of righteousness. Put on your breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness is looking at Ephesians 6:14. It says here, my notes say, a soldier with a breastplate goes into battle boldly with confidence.
Yes.
The devil is constantly attacking with lies, accusation, and reminding us of our past. Without the breastplate of righteousness, those who the enemy's arrows will penetrate your heart. Become aware of who you are in Christ Jesus. Come boldly into his presence.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The breastplate of righteousness. You are the righteousness in Christ Jesus. And yes, healing is for you. Yes, deliverance is for you. Now, 1 Peter 2:9 describes, and this is what I say about myself. I speak this word concerning myself. And this is also concerning you. It describes as a chosen. You are chosen. You are a royal priesthood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You are a holy nation.
Yes,
I believe that about me.
Yes.
I believe this word, and you should too. And if you don't believe it, begin to confess it and proclaim this word on a regular basis.
Yes.
And you will begin to believe it.
Hallelujah.
Because this word is true. Mm-hmm. This word is alive. It is who you are. And it says, you are chosen, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, one who belongs to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I may declare the praise of him who called me out of darkness. You remember that gross darkness in that vision that was on my right side? God has called me out of darkness into his wonderful light.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this word for me too.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, in Isaiah 53:4-5, it is written coming from the King James Version, and then I'm going to also come from the New International Readers. It says, surely he has bore our grief,
yes,
and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Yes,
the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Now, there, I experienced that about a year and a half ago. I was at a bank, and I was sitting in the bank, and while I was sitting there, I could see this heat wave, and it looks like a heat wave. And you remember when in the summertime, when you can be driving on the street and you see the little waves rippling up off from coming up from the asphalt? Well, that's what I see sometimes. I can be anywhere, and that's the Holy Spirit. That's just the way that I see him. And this particular day, I was in the bank, and I was just looking and waiting for it to be served, and I saw the wave of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Ooh, Lord, I see you." And anytime I see him, I acknowledge him.
Yes.
I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what he's going to tell me, but I will acknowledge him. And on this particular day, I'm waiting. Since I've seen the wave of the Holy Spirit, I said, okay, I'm staying alert. And so I'm looking around. I'm looking to see if there's anybody I know. I'm looking to see if anything stands out to me. I'm just looking. I'm looking for God in some kind of way. And sure and behold, here come a dear friend of mine. She comes walking in the bank door. And it was Linda Lee. And when she came in, I said, she's got a word from God. Because I knew that this was a divine appointment.
Yeah.
And so when she came in, I greeted her real quickly. Oh, hey, girl, how you doing? Okay, what did God put in your mouth? You got a word in your mouth. So come on, share with me. What has God said to you? And she's looking at me strange. I didn't even give her time to give me a hug or nothing because I wanted to know what God was saying. And she looked at me strange, and then she started to think back. And she said, you know what? I did have a dream. And in this dream, there were some preachers, and they were preaching on healing. And she said that they were using all different scriptures, but there was this one person in the dream that said, yes, all those scriptures are good, but go back to Isaiah 53, 4 through 5. He said, yes, all those other scriptures are good, but go back to Isaiah 53, 4 through 5. And so when she said that, I knew that was from God.
Yes.
And so I began to go back and look at Isaiah 53, 4 through 5, and I would ponder it. I would go look at it through different versions, King James, and then I do have it here from the International Reader's Version, and I want to read it to you. And it says, Isaiah 53, 4 through 5, he suffered the things we should have suffered. He took on himself the pain that should have been ours. But we thought God was punishing him. We thought God was wounding him and making him suffer. But the servant was pierced because we had sinned.
Yes.
He was crushed because we had done what was evil. He was punished to make us whole again.
Yes, he was.
His wounds have healed us. His wounds have healed us. By Jesus' stripes, we are healed. By Jesus' stripes, we were healed. Now, that was one part in the King James Version. Well, no, let me say this. You know, in when Jesus last saying at the cross, there was one important point that he made. And that important point was, it is finished.
Yes.
When Jesus uttered those words, he was declaring the debt owed to his Father was wiped away completely and forever. That means it was paid in full.
Yes, it was.
Not that Jesus wiped away any debt that he owed to the Father. Rather, Jesus eliminated the debt owed by mankind, the debt of sin. And now, although the redemption of mankind is the most important finished task, many other things were finished at the cross. The sufferings Jesus endured while on the earth, especially in his last hour, were at last over. God's will for Jesus was accomplished in his perfect obedience to God. Did you hear that?
Glory to God.
In his perfect obedience.
Mm-hmm.
God bless us. We receive your grace to be obedient to what you are saying and what you are doing. Bless us, precious Father, that we may perceive what you're saying to us. Oh, bless us, precious Father, just as when Saul encountered Jesus, and Jesus told him to go to the straight street, and Ananias prayed for him. And Lord God, the Bible says something like scales fell from his eyes. Lord God, let the something like scales fall from our eyes today in the name of Jesus, that we may see in Jesus' name. Now, most importantly, the power of sin and Satan was finished. No longer would mankind have to suffer the flaming arrows of the evil one, according to Ephesians 6:16. By raising the shield of faith in the one who accomplished the works of redemption and salvation, we can, by faith, live as new creations. Jesus' finished work on the cross was the beginning of new life for all who were once dead in trespasses and sins, but who are now made alive in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Now, right now, you know, I want to share this story about I had real bad arthritis in my left ankle. And I told you about the testimony of me jumping out of a car, going about 50 to 60 miles an hour, and I broke my ankle. And they had put a pin and a screw in my ankle. And when they put that pin and screw in there, later I began to develop arthritis. And it was so bad. This one particular day, I went to church. I had cried before I was going, and I said, God, if you're really a healer, heal me. Call me forth today. And so we went to church, and I worshiped, and that cry, that plea was between me and God. I didn't tell nobody else what I had asked him to do. And so at church, I worshiped God. I stood up anyhow. It didn't matter that I was in pain, because God was worth me standing up and enduring the pain. So I stood up anyhow, and I worshiped him, and I loved on him to the best of my ability. And the service went on, and I'm waiting to hear God say, if you need healing, come forth. And the service went on, and the service went on. And then the speaker was getting ready to close out the service, and God had not called me forth yet. And the speaker was fixing to pray and close out the service. And my heart began to break. And tears began to flow down my face. And I closed my eyes and I said, you forgot about me. And I just said it between me and God. Nobody else knew what I had said. And the speaker, as she was praying, she said, wait a minute. She was interrupted quickly. There's somebody that's believing God for healing today. And God said he's going to heal you. You better believe my eyes popped up. I started grinning. And I jumped up and went forth so that she can pray for me, because I knew my healing was that day.
Yes.
Now, believe it, I no longer have arthritis in that my left ankle. God set me free. And he heals today. And what he don't just heal from back in the Bible, he is still healing us today.
Yes.
And right now, I just declare, I'm declaring healing over your body right now in the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I break all spoken curses and negative words that have been spoken and that others have spoken over your life and over my life, including those that were in authority over us.
Yes, yes.
I break the spoken curse in the name of
Jesus.
I break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sickness to leave our bodies and to leave your body in the name of
Jesus.
I declare that the anointing is flowing right now. And to destroy the yokes of the enemy from around your neck, the yoke of sickness, the yoke of disease is being destroyed right now.
Hallelujah.
Just as I am speaking in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I break and rebuke and cast out any spirit of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in your lungs, your bones, your breast, your throat, your back, spine, liver, kidney, pancreas, your skin, or your stomach.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and cast out all spirits causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, asthma, arthritis, insomnia, in the name of Jesus. Now I speak healing and strength to your bone, muscles, joints, organs, head, eyes, throat, glands, blood, marrow, your kidney, liver, spleen, your lungs, your pancreas, your eyes, your bladder, your ears, your nose, your sinus, your mouth, your tongue, your feet. I declare in the name of Jesus. Now, I send the word of God. By Jesus' stripes, you are healed. I declare, be healed. I command your body to line up with the word of God right now. Be healed. Lord, send forth your angels to trouble the waters, that the people of God will step in and receive. Receive it today. Receive it. Just as I hand you a dollar bill, you got to reach out your hand to receive it and take it in the name of Jesus. I command you to now receive it
in the name,
Of Jesus. Be healed.
Yes,
Lord, I just thank you today.
Hallelujah.
For this opportunity. Now I look forward to hearing your praise reports. I look forward to hearing your testimonies. The Bible says we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So in the name of Jesus, share your testimony of what the Lord has done for you in Jesus' name. Now you be blessed today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
No, she turned it off. Oh, okay. They're about to get ready to come in.